April the 26th. The primary is getting closer. We are honored right now to be joined by one of the candidates for the 5th Congressional District seat for the Republican primary, Chuck Goodrich. Thanks very much for being with us, Mr. Goodrich. We were grateful to have you and all of the candidates appearing for our candidate forum a few weeks ago here on WMUN and Oldies 101 Radio News with the League of Women Voters for the chance to voters to learn more about you and the rest of the candidates. How are you this morning, sir?
Yeah, thank you, Steve, for having me. I'm doing great. What a beautiful sunny day here in District 5.
Yeah, you should take responsibility for that because as a state rep, I assume you get blamed for certain things, and that doesn't feel really good every day.
You know, I got to say, that 6 years as a state rep was awesome, and you're right, a few things. But, you know, the Hoosiers and the district have been extremely supportive, and I appreciate them, you know. It was a great ride. We passed a lot of great bills.
Mr. Goodrich, what's the most surprising part about your campaign so far for this next job that you'd like to have?
Yeah, it's a great question because, you know, there are some ups and downs in a campaign. But what I've been amazed most about the campaign is we walk doors and we meet people and over 300 events since we been running last April is the support. You know, just the prayer and the support and the people that come up and give me a hug. And, you know, just, you know, there are differences in ideas and people have different ideas and solutions to problems. But, man, the support and the momentum of the campaign has been extremely awesome, and I'm looking forward to May 7th and seeing how this comes out.
Chuck Goodrich, at this point of your life, what's more difficult, being in charge of Gaylor Electric Incorporated or that state rep job? Which of those two is more difficult?
Well, you know, what I love about the state rep job is we have a working legislature. And, you know, a General Assembly that actually works, you know, for, you know, 8, 9, and 10 months a year. And so, you know, the state legislature is very intense and it's quick and the process is challenging, but that's what it's supposed to be. So I love the process. I think that, you know, again, I love the people that come to the state house, testify in the committees and those kind of things. But, you know, running a organization that has 13 offices across the country and 7 here in Indiana with over 2,300 employees, that's a challenge, but it is very rewarding. You know, as I started as an intern in 1991 and served in just about every role that Gaylor has to offer, and eventually becoming president in 14 and purchasing the company, it's an amazing American dream story. And, of course, one of the biggest reasons I'm running for Indiana 5 and U.S. Congress is to actually build up people and help provide opportunities for folks. And because I believe that's what America's about. And that's what the American dream's about.
Republican candidate Chuck Goodrich with us on WMUN. What's the single, and I ask all the candidates that I interview as a means of giving you a chance to articulate this, what's the single biggest difference between Chuck Goodrich and the rest of, in this case, the Republicans that would like to win that primary election May 7?
Yeah, no, Steve, I appreciate that question because, again, there are a lot of folks in the race, as you know, and what differentiates me is this idea of, you know, I come from a very small town, an impoverished farming community called Rowan, Indiana. What a great place to grow up and live. But, you know, that's where my parents taught me those conservative principles of loving God with all your heart, loving one another. Your word is your absolute bond and 100% truth. But most of all, and this is what most of all, I had the opportunity to live in the greatest nation ever known to the human race. And this true American dream story, the ability to build an organization from being an intern with John Gaylor, which actually comes, you know, I grew up in Muncie. John Gaylor taught me about being people first. And, you know, that's what Congress is about. We the people. And the difference is I've taken an organization through many great people that work there and teams and those kind of things, and really build an organization from a very small organization centered in this central Indiana to a company that's nationwide now. And like I said, seven offices in Indiana, from Elkhart all the way down to Sellersburg and anywhere in between. And so that process, that business process, I think differentiates me from being able, from my candidates, to being able to really be effective as build momentum and bills. Just like, you know, when I carried House Bill 1001, which is number one Republican agenda bill this year in the State House, on making sure that we created career scholarship accounts so that our folks in high school could graduate with a credential and currency so that they could be prepared to actually go to the workforce, or they could have stay in power in college. And so I think those very much are differentiators in between the candidates.
Chuck Goodrich, a candidate for the 5th Congressional District for the Republican primary. If you heard a tone there, I think that might have been on our end, not yours, Mr. Goodrich, so apologize for that.
No problem.
When I ask all the candidates you mentioned, there's a bunch that want the Republican nod here for this district, and I've asked each of them when I talk to them, when you started the campaign, the person that was the incumbent was not running, and then she changed her mind to run. Would you have determined at first to run if the incumbent had been running all along?
Well, you know, hypothetically, I can't really answer. I spent a couple months in prayer, a month with my wife on this decision. We changed the structure of Gaylor. For me, I left the presidency, became CEO, appointed president, hired a new CFO. We did a lot of changes in our life to actually make it possible to run for Congress and make sure that we were effective during the campaign and effective when I win. I can tell you that it was a definite one of the determining factors that it was an open seat. As you know, there's a open seat, and when you're running against incumbent, it is two different races. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
After she got in, we had the throttle down. We kept the throttle down. We're running to win the race. We're on track to win the race. And so it's a interesting question. What really disappoints me about the process with her getting back in the race is, you know, I got to tell you that was not her word. She told us many times she wasn't running. She told the public many times. And it was very disappointing that she went back. I think she misled the voters.
Congressional District Candidate, Republican Primary, Chuck Goodrich, our guest on WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell. You connect yourself with former President Donald Trump on several issues and positions. Here's a hypothetical. If you are elected and he is not, do you think you'd still be able to do your job effectively as a congressman for the 5th District?
Well, that's another great question, Steve. I got to tell you, I believe that President Trump will be elected, but I will answer the question. If President Trump is not elected, I do believe I'd be the most effective candidate to run to be a congressman for the people of the 5th District. And again, I just go back to the ability of my state legislature. I mean, I put my voting record up against anybody that's running in the race. I believe it's a huge conservative voting record. Look, we made Indiana during my time in the General Assembly. We made Indiana one of the most conservative states on right to life. In the summer of 22, we saved 1,750 babies end of last year, last quarter, by passing that bill. We made Indiana one of the most conservative states in the Second Amendment by constitution of carry. We're admired across the entire country for our budgeting and ways and means. You know, I served on Ways and Means. We built the budget, and now we admired across the country for our financial position in Indiana, and we lowered taxes from 3.4 to 2.9%. And of course, we also this year passed a bill that actually secured our Indiana farmland from adversaries of the United States like Russia and Iran, and we also gave the Attorney General the ability to go after him. So great voting record. And I do believe that we can get it done. I believe we can build momentum in Congress. Congress has to take back their power of the purse strings. They got to build a budget. We got to quit spending our grandkids and their grandkids' money. All Americans live by a budget. I think we can do that President Trump does not win, but I believe President Trump will win. And I've worked with President Trump on immigration, on business reform, on all kinds of stuff. And I do believe he'll win.
And last item here, Mr. Goodrich, time is obviously very short between now and the primary election.
Yes.
But I know you're aware of Victoria Spartz's request for a one-on-one debate with you before the primary. She clearly sees you as her number one challenger as far as we can see here. Is that going to happen, or could it be something you would consider between now and the primary?
Yeah, it's a great question. Right now, I'm focused on the people. You know, we've had six debates and forums. You were covering one of them. Mm-hmm. Media's covered them all. They've been on TV. They've been on, they're on every Facebook post candidate. I mean, we have been all across the absolute district in debates and forums. And so I'm going to focus my last 12 days, 10 days, whatever the number is now, until May 7th, I'm going to be with the people. Just like last night, we had three events last night, and they were fantastic. And, you know, she got in the race. She said she was out of the race. She got back in the race with 3 days left to go. We've been running for 14 months talking to people. We're going to focus on the people. We've had plenty of time to get our views out, and that's where I stand.
Chuck Goodrich, honor to talk to you. Thanks again for the forum that you did with our radio group and the League of Women Voters, and very much for this appearance this morning. We know you're very busy, and we wish you the best of luck, sir.
Hey, Steve, thank you very much for having me, and again, people first.
Very good. Chuck Goodrich,
thanks.
Candidate for the 5th Congressional District as the Republican primary portion of that is building towards May 7th. More to come this morning as we are being monitored now by Chicagoland and Fishers and, of course, Minnesota. Hello, Mama. It's 842 WMUN.